Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
From simple structures to highly complex headquarters, Mueller Custom Buildings are engineered and made to help your business grow. Hear how Mueller helped Brian with a custom steel building for his company.
Here at Gibson Automotive, we're a collision repair. We do body work, paint. We also sell a few cars. My contractor wanted to use Mueller because they were the best. So why wouldn't I use Mueller? This project turned out better than I ever imagined. There wasn't a nut and bolt that didn't fit anywhere it was supposed to. Going with Mueller was one of the best decisions I made in the whole construction.
Visit our website today at MuellerINC.com to find a location near you and view our wide range of building types, from workshops to commercial projects. Mueller Inc., metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Well, today's cattle futures were relatively quiet, given all the action the past few days. We ended up slightly lower on live cattle and feeder cattle, but not a whole lot of change. Live cattle finished anywhere from about 20 to 40 lower. The August last trade was down 42 at 101.85. The October's down 22 at 106.15. All the contracts are still above a dollar, so that's good news. But we have been giving some back here. The cash trade, it looks like it's going to be about $96 or some in Kansas and Texas currently. Box beef at midday was down 83 on choice at 200.91. Select up 67 at 192.26. We have a cattle on feed report this Friday after the close. The on feed estimate for July 1st was 100%. The placements for the month of June at 104%, and then marketed in June of 101%. That report will come out Friday after the close. And then feeder cattle finished today anywhere from up 40 to down about 50. August feeders down 47 at 141.12. September's down 35 at 142.65. So overall, pretty quiet day. The market's finished about where they begin.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The Superior Livestock Video Royale 28, happening the week of July 27th through the 31st. 195,000 head will be offered from all across the country. It'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickedBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 9:30. Auction starts 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
Well, today's grain markets were mixed here. We have corn down about 4 to 5 cents, soybeans about 6 cents lower, the Chicago wheat up 5, Kansas City wheat up about 7 cents. So mixed back here for the corn and grain markets. Cotton today ended up 5 at 62.93. Currently, the stock market has rallied today following some tech stock strength. It's 26,842 up 207. The most recent weather forecast suggests that temperatures cooling down and possibly average rainfall, so that would be beneficial to the crop. It really doesn't look like there's any threat at all right now to the corn and bean crops, and that's what we're seeing here with these sell-offs there. These managed monies are estimated to be net short about 15,000 contracts of Chicago wheat, short 123,000 contracts of corn, so that's come way off of its net short position, and then net long about 91,000 contracts of soybeans. So still short the wheat, short the big corn, and long the soybeans. We've got the crop progress and condition report yesterday that showed the corn condition at 68% good to excellent. That was right in line with expectations. The soybeans were about 69% good to excellent. Trade estimate was 67. It was 68 a week ago, so crops are actually getting better.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.